What do you think? Do you agree with the ideas expressed in the podcast?
Yeah, I think I agree with a number of the points in the podcast. It's obvious that for a large proportion of office workers, life is now rather different to life they knew a few years ago. Of course, that's not the case for many people. If you're working as a doctor or a nurse or a bus driver, then your life hasn't changed very much. But for most office workers, of course, it has. Very many of them are now working partly from home, partly perhaps in a shared workspace, or partly back in their old office. Although, of course, the way we were working had already started to change before the pandemic, in the sense that we already had access to tools like Teams and Zoom. So we didn't have to spend so much time travelling around our towns and cities and countries and flying internationally to meetings with other people. We could have these meetings in many cases much more efficiently using these new communications tools. So, but of course the pandemic was the one that was the thing that pushed people into a very radical change and obliged people to leave the office and go home. And I guess for some people it wasn't too bad if they had enough quiet workspace. For other people who had to share a small living space with other family members, children, pets, it must have been rather difficult to find the quiet time you need to concentrate and get the work done.
Has the way you work changed since the pandemic?
The way I work hasn't actually changed very much at all since the pandemic, because I've been working at home since the middle of 2018, which is absolutely fine for me. I'm very comfortable working from home. I've got a very nice quiet space to work in, and I was already used to it before the pandemic, so nothing very much changed. But yeah, I can see how it would have been a very radical change for a great many people. And not entirely a happy one for many.
What advantages and disadvantages do you see in using a shared workspace?
There are clear advantages of using a shared workspace in that it's important, I think, to get the team together from time to time, because while you can have efficient meetings using platforms like Zoom and Teams, it's quite good to have some informal time as well when you're just perhaps having a coffee break, so you can have a chat about life in general. And sometimes those are the moments when, you know, ideas surface that perhaps wouldn't do if you were limited to a more formal meeting agenda. Another advantage, of course, is that shared workspaces tend to be rather cheaper than permanent office space hired by the company. Although, in my experience, shared workspaces aren't always as economic as you might expect them to be. Costs, I guess, because of the demand, can be quite high. And that clearly can be, you know, a disadvantage. Another disadvantage is perhaps that because the demand is so high these days, unless you have a permanent space in a shared workspace, you might actually find it's quite difficult to find the space you need exactly when you want it. In other words, you may have to organise your meetings and so on around the availability of space in a shared workspace.